Well, the Boise State Baseball Championships continued yesterday. The late game last night saw the second-seeded Harlan Cyclones taking care of business at Principal Park, rolling over the seventh-seeded Oskaloosa Indians 6-0 in the final Class 3A state quarterfinal game. The Cyclones needed just 7 hits as Indian pitchers walked or hit 8 Harlan batters in the contest. Harlan starter Brett Sears finished the night with an impressive line in his 5 2/3 innings of work, allowing just 3 hits, striking out 2, walking 3, and not allowing a hit until the 5th inning. Oskaloosa starter Ryan Yates only went an inning and a third before being taken out of the game. He allowed 5 runs on 5 hits in 1 inning and hit 2 opposing batters in the loss. The Cyclones wasted no time asserting their dominance, putting up 3 runs in the first inning as Dylan Sears got things started for Harlan, singling and stealing second base. Ryan Doran knocked him in with an RBI single. Josh Cheek followed it up with a double, putting Harlan runners at second and third. Another run scored on a passed ball, and a third tally crossed home plate on a single by Sears. Harlan's successful first inning rolled over into the second as Yates hit the first 2 Harlan batters and was pulled from the game in favor of Nick Harrington. The Cyclones capitalized, and Doran was right in the middle of it again. With the bases loaded and nobody out, Doran cleared the bases, blasting a double off the right center field wall to give Harlan a 6-0 advantage. That's a score that held up for the last 5 innings. Number 1 ranked Harlan had much more success. The Cyclones are in the midst of their 7th straight state tournament and 17th overall. They won it all in 2016. Harlan will play Bishop Heland Catholic, which beat Saydell earlier Tuesday evening in a Friday 11 a.m. game in a 3A semifinal. Bishop Heland Catholic, a 4-1 winner over Saydell. The other games yesterday in the 3A portion of the tournament, it was Wallert over Marion, 5-4. Assumption beat Bondurant Farrar in 5 innings, 12-2. 4A tournament action scheduled for today. The schedule shows Cedar Rapids Prairie playing Waukee at 11, followed by Johnston versus Linmar. At 5 tonight, Iowa City West plays Cedar Rapids Washington, and the late game Dowling Catholic facing Mason City. Well, Harrison Bader doubled leading off the ninth inning for his first major league hit and slid across the plate to score the winning run in his debut on Jed Jerko's short sacrifice fly, lifting the St. Louis Cardinals over the Colorado Rockies 3-2 last night. The 23-year-old was brought up before the game when Dexter Fowler was placed on the disabled list with a strained left wrist. That was a game heard here on KJAN last night. Elsewhere in the National League, Milwaukee beat Washington 8-0, Atlanta over Arizona 8-3, the Mets beat San Diego 6-5, San Francisco over Pittsburgh 11-3. Whit Merrifield homered, and the Royals picked up their 7th straight win by downing the Tigers 3-1. Danny Duffy limited Detroit to a run and 6 hits over 6 1/3 innings as Kansas City moved to season-high 5 games over .500. They are just a game and a half back of the Indians in the AL Central. In the American League elsewhere, Toronto beat Oakland 4-1, Tampa Bay down Baltimore 5-4, Cleveland an 11-7 11-inning winner over the LA Angels, and in 13 innings, Seattle beat Boston 6-5. In interleague play yesterday, the Chicago Cubs beat the Chicago White Sox 7-2, the New York Yankees over Cincinnati 4-2, Houston topping Philadelphia 5-0, Texas 10-4 over Miami, and the Dodgers beat Minnesota 6-2. In the Pacific Coast League, it was Iowa 2-1 over El Paso and Omaha 5-1 over Albuquerque. In other baseball news, the Nationals are hopeful that Steven Strasburg will make his next scheduled start Friday against the Rockies despite exiting Sunday's outing after 2 innings with pain in his forearm. Washington manager Dusty Baker says the right-hander met with team doctors but did not undergo an MRI. A team spokesman later told reporters Tuesday that Strasburg was diagnosed with a nerve impingement that is no longer a problem without providing any further details. The Cardinals have placed pitcher Adam Wainwright and outfielder Dexter Fowler on the disabled list, and as mentioned, they called up outfielder Harrison Bader. Wainwright is sidelined by back tightness, and Fowler is out because of a strained left wrist. Bader made his major league debut last night, doubling in the ninth inning for his first major league hit and scoring the winning run. Adam Frazier will long remember his first home game as a Yankee after grounding into a triple play Tuesday against the Reds, his original team. Frazier came up with the bases loaded in the second inning and hit into the triple killing. However, a run scored on the play as Matt Holliday touched home before Didi Gregorius made the final out, running wide of the baseline to avoid a tag. Iowa's race at quarterback will continue into fall camp. The Hawkeyes released a depth chart that had sophomore Nathan Stanley listed as the starter, ahead of junior Tyler Wiegers.
Don't read into it, please. And I don't want to discard anybody on the depth chart, and I think I tried to cover that last week. And you just never know what's going to happen on the field. So it's a great thing about college football, and we'll go into it with an open mind, like we will at all positions, and let guys compete, and then we'll see what they're doing on the field.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says Stanley and Wiegers will share time with the starters once practice begins.
We don't, in our minds, have a number one right now. I don't think it would be fair Yet, you know, it's hard to go three ways. So we'll start out going two ways and just, you know, see what the guys are doing. But, yeah, you got close to 2 hours every day to evaluate guys. It's not just what they do in team periods, but other periods as well.
Regardless of who wins the job, the Iowa offense will be led by an inexperienced quarterback this season.
Yeah, if you coach in college, you better get used to that. We can't. I don't know how long Brady's been at New England, but you know we don't have that luxury. So it's just college football. But you know, the good news is, if you're big into tendencies, which I know you guys are, we've done okay with new quarterback. So I'm hoping we can keep that going.
Iowa opens up their season September 2nd at home against Wyoming. You can hear Hawkeye football this season again here on KJAN. Elsewhere around the conference, Big Ten officials are promising to push back against coaches who treat the sideline like a stage. Too many times last season, arguments with referees brought out the Hamlet in too many coaches. Bill Carollo, the conference's coordinator of officials, says enough is enough. He said we wouldn't take a tenth of what some coaches do and say from a player. Illinois is set to become the second Big Ten school to ban participation by college athletes with a history of sexual or domestic abuse. In April, Indiana said it would not accept athletes convicted of a felony involving sexual violence. The Illinois policy is expected to include similar wording. Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh took his Wolverines to Rome and called the trip the best thing I've ever done personally as part of a football team. That kind of bonding experience will have to pay dividends if the Big Ten's youngest squad, which lost more starters than any team in the country, is going to develop in time to challenge rivals Ohio State and Penn State. Penn State coach James Franklin should have earned some long-term job security with last season's 11-3 record, Big Ten title, and Rose Bowl appearance, but the fourth-year coach isn't taking chances. He suggested the parents of running back Saquon Barkley should get to work right away on producing another Heisman Trophy-caliber son in one of the lighter moments at this year's Big Ten media days. A perennial football championship subdivision power, North Dakota State sits atop this year's Missouri Valley Football Conference post a preseason poll, but just narrowly, the Bison received 21 first-place votes and 380 total points to edge South Dakota State, which got 19 first-place votes and 379 total points. The two schools were conference co-champions last season. That poll is conducted by league coaches, media, and sports information directors. The number three spot is held by Youngstown State, which reached the FCS title game last season. Northern Iowa and Illinois State round out the top five, followed by Western Illinois, South Dakota, Southern Illinois, Missouri State, and Indiana State. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.